Blackstone Audio presents A Safe Way in Arizona, what the Gabrielle Giffords shooting tells us about the Grand Canyon State and life in America, by Tom Zellner. This book is for the victims of January 8, 2011. All of them, all except Phineas, constructed at infinite cost to themselves these Maginot lines against this enemy they thought they saw across the frontier, this enemy who never attacked that way, if he ever attacked at all, if he was indeed the enemy. John Knowles, A Separate Peace. Author's note: this book is an attempt to make sense of a fundamentally baffling event. I have used the tools of journalism to arrive at a few conclusions. Several personal biases, explained within the text, make this not a work of objective journalism in the traditional sense, though I have striven to be fair to all concerned. Chapter 1. The Safe Way. On the morning of January 8, 2011, a cluster of people began to come together under the brick facade of a Safeway supermarket, where U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords was supposed to stand for a few hours and meet with anyone who wanted to talk with her. The Safeway is known within the company as Store Number 1255, and it serves as the anchor of a retail plaza called La Toscana Village in the unincorporated northern suburbs of Tucson, Arizona. Three brick arches out front were designed as an homage not to Tucson, but to the Tuscany region of Italy. Their bricks are maroon-colored and coarse. The columns are smooth white concrete. The idea to do these supermarket